Brandon Willis, a professor of applied economics at Utah State University and senior advisor to former Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, says the vast majority of farmers and ranchers would welcome visitors to their operations.
When people are so many generations removed from agriculture, I think there are certain things that are part of farm life that might be a little bit upsetting to them. The videos thus far are abusive things, mostly in a commercial type setting, not actually down on the ranch.
Willis says most of the cases of animal welfare come from meatpacking plants, but the blame is often put on the entire meat production industry. He says when cases of animal abuse surface, it is something that farmers and ranchers would also find inappropriate. There is a law in Missouri that may prove to be a successful compromise for Utah. Willis says the current law in the state of Missouri allows undercover filming of agriculture operations, but all the footage has to be turned in to authorities within 24 hours. That way, anything illegal is stopped right away.
But it also prevents, filming for months at a time and then putting very small snippets together of only the most egregious behavior and providing the public really a one-sided view. I reached out to the National Ag Law Center. They're in Arkansas, and they did think that there was merit in how Missouri did it. They thought that if any could withstand the scrutiny of potential violation of a First Amendment right, they felt the Missouri law probably could do that.
Willis says if the law is successfully struck down or a compromise is made, like the law in Missouri, it most likely won't have an effect on the average farmer or rancher.
I think most farmers and ranchers would welcome the opportunity to bring them on their operation and explain it. And most people, whether they're from the city or whether they're from the country, they may not agree perfectly on the issues, but I think there's an understanding. I think there can be a good, profitable discussion on why we have to do things the way we do them.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.